From LPM,
Louisville Public Media.
I'm Rick Howlett, and this is In Conversation. This month, we've been exploring the idea and our various interpretations of home. Today, we're going to talk about what for many is a major milestone in their lives, buying and owning a home. We'll have representatives from a mortgage company, the local Realtors Association, a home inspector, and Louisville's Office of Housing and Community Development with us. We'll cover the process of buying a home, finding a house you can afford, and the state of the housing market amid the current economy. We'll also answer your questions, and we want to hear about your experiences buying or selling a home and being a homeowner. Give us a call this hour on In Conversation on 89.3 WFPL and Kentucky Public Radio. Welcome to In Conversation on 89.3 WFPL and Kentucky Public Radio. I'm Rick Howlett in Louisville. And today we're going to talk about home ownership, buying and selling a home, getting a mortgage as we finish up our series on home. Hope you've enjoyed it and found it helpful. Let's get right to it and meet our guests. We have some great guests with us today to help you sort all this out and get through the process if you're going through that right now. Paula Barmore is president of the Greater Louisville Association of Realtors. Paula's a licensed real estate broker since 1994 in the Louisville area. She and her real estate partner, Kathy Hill, are licensed with Parker & Klein, a small boutique real estate agency. She says helping people right size is what they do, from a $1,000 vacant lot to multi-million dollar properties. Paula started the Global Council while president of the association and is committed to helping people become homeowners. Paula Barmore, welcome to In Conversation.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Good to have you with us. Todd Mercier is a mortgage loan broker. He and his business partner, Mary Lee Ackman, own and operate Evo Mortgage. Both are native Kentuckians and have over 20 years of experience in the mortgage industry, working with clients from all over Kentucky, Indiana, Florida, Tennessee, and Colorado. Todd says he and his team are committed to educating clients about the mortgage loan process and communication from time of pre-approval through closing on your new home. Todd Mercier, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having us today. Thank you.
Laura Grabowski is here. She is director of the Louisville Metro Government Office of Housing and Community Development. The office works to decrease vacant and abandoned properties, increase the affordable housing supply, and improve housing and neighborhood conditions for Louisvillians. Laura joined Metro Government in 2009 and has held various roles focused around affordable housing, vacant properties, and anti-displacement. Laura Grabowski, good to have you with us as well.
Thanks, Rick.
And last but not least is Billy Cooper, co-owner of Jones & Cooper Home Inspections. Billy is a Louisville native and the business partner of Greg Jones. He graduated from the American Home Inspector Training School in Memphis with over 120 hours under his belt and apprenticed with a local inspector for a year. He says he's passionate about the industry and the service he provides his clients. Billy has continued and maintained his education in both home inspection and deck safety. Billy Cooper, thank you for joining us as well.
Thank you for having me.
Everybody's on board. Good to have all of you with us, and we want to hear from you now. Call us with your questions about buying a home or home ownership. We'll get as many of your questions in as we can. 502-814-TALK is the number, 502-814-8255. You can send us a tweet if you like. WFPL News is our handle. And I do want to remind our guests, feel free to speak up if you want to make a point about something, follow up on something somebody said. Since we're not in person here and I can't see you today on Zoom, we can't use hand signals, so feel free to speak up if you have something to say. Paula Barmore, let me start with you. Let's get a general kind of a above view of the state of the housing market right now. What is it like here in the Louisville area and across Kentucky and nationally? We saw a pandemic boom, of course, high demand and, of course, higher prices. Is that starting to ebb now with higher interest rates?
It's definitely changing. The market is definitely changing every day, but we still, in our market, it is still a seller's market. We do not have near enough inventory. We're at least 6 months out of absorption rate in the Louisville area, the eight counties that the GLAR services. So we need more houses to sell. But the increase in prices are not happening as much as they were in the last 15 months. Seems to be leveling off, but we don't expect to see a big drop. A lot of times people are thinking that this is going to be like 2008, 2009, we don't see that happening. People have equity in their homes. So please, if you have something to sell, it needs to be on the market. There's a lot of buyers still out there. It's just a little different than it was 6 months ago.
Of course, the pandemic was unprecedented, but was the pandemic boom unprecedented? Have you seen houses go that quickly?
I've been doing this for almost 30 years, and it was interesting when so many houses had so many multiple offers. It was unprecedented, definitely.
So are there any particular types of homes that are popular among house hunters right now? Are people looking to have something a little bigger now, or is it single family homes, or are you seeing a trend in any direction?
It seems like there's just a little bit of every, there's very few. Again, the market right now, we have a little over 2000 houses active for sale right now. But to put that in context, 8 years ago, we had 10,000 houses on the market active for sale. So across the board, for condos to first time home buying houses, starter houses, there's just not enough of them.
Todd Mercier with Evo Mortgage. What has this been like for you over the past couple of years? What has your business been like?
The business overall it's really been kind of a roller coaster ride, a fun one and a not so fun one sometimes. We're definitely aligning with what Paula said. We're kind of in this unique environment where it's purely a function of supply and demand. There's simply not enough houses or product out there for the number of buyers. And so that, of course, increases competition. And that bodes well for, I guess, both Paul and I's business and other people in the industry. But it's definitely can be a frustrating and stressful time for home buyers, especially given the current environment. But we've seen business have its ups and downs as well. But speaking to the current environment in Louisville and the Jefferson County area, we're running into the same problems Paul just alluded to. There's just not enough product out there. And so homeowners are looking longer. It's a little bit longer and more tedious process. But in the end, I think if they're surrounded with a good team, it's very doable.
Well, as you well know, to combat inflation, the Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates. And that how has that affected your business and your potential customers? I think I saw a number yesterday, 6.7% now for a 30-year fixed rate mortgage, according to one survey. How has that affected you? How has that affected the type of mortgage or loan that people get, or has it?
It certainly has. Probably the biggest impact I've seen is just, you know, obviously with rates increasing so rapidly and such a great expanse, what's happened is the buying power of certain borrowers has definitely been reduced because of the interest rates. And of course, we have, an immense appreciation home. So home prices are a little bit higher as well. So that combined kind of makes it a little bit tougher environment for my home buyers. I've had to restructure sometimes daily a borrower's pre-approval just because rates have changed that rapidly that one day they may be able to afford in a certain price range, but it has unfortunately knocked several people out of the market. And I hope that does change as we get inflation under control and interest rates normalize and come down. That's hopefully our end game that we hopefully see coming in the future here. We're just not in that environment right now. Unfortunately, it's very tough and it has priced some people out of the market. But from a lending standpoint, I think it's more important and even more critical nowadays that you really do work with seasoned professionals that are creative and have a lot of different loan options available to borrowers, because in environments such as this, we do have to get a little bit more creative and really see how can we best, maximize their buying power with, as well as most importantly, keeping what they're buying within a manageable budget.
Laura Gabrowski with the Louisville Metro Office of Housing and Community Development. Before I ask you about the market from your perspective, tell us a little bit more about your office. What do you do there, and how do you serve folks?
Sure, Rick. We, the Office of Housing and Community Development, has a multitude of different programs. I think specific to this particular program that we're on today, we run our down payment assistance program. So we help low and moderate income home buyers become homeowners. We also have a home repair program for current homeowners that provide grants for home maintenance, but our office also handles things like vacant properties and eviction prevention as well.
So what, from your perspective, what does the affordable housing stock in our community look like right now?
Well, we always need more of it, and a lot more. I know that there was a show on rental a couple of weeks ago. There were a lot of great points made there, but we really need to see more home ownership in our community in Louisville, especially with our Black or African-American households. Looks like around 70% of white households own their home, but that number is less than 40% for African-American Black households. And a lot of what we focus on are low and moderate income households, trying to get them, turn them from renters into home owners so that they can build that wealth that Americans tend to use in real estate. And you know, become more prosperous. So we've seen a steady stream of applications since we opened up in early August on our down payment assistance programs. I know we work with realtors and mortgage brokers like Paula and Todd. We have a lot of home buyers that that come to us interested in applying for down payment assistance. And really this program provides the financing that is needed. Otherwise, a lot of low and moderate income homeowners would not be able to, or homebuyers would not be able to become homeowners. In fact, in the past, looks like 11 years, we've served over 500 households with almost $13 million in down payment assistance with no sign of letting up anytime soon.
Over the past years, I guess like decade or so, we've had a problem, and we've been doing a lot of reporting on it, with vacant housing, especially in the lower income areas, vacant properties, abandoned properties. What does that situation look like right now? Has there been any kind of a turnaround in turning those properties, those plots, those homes, if they're salvageable, into affordable housing?
Definitely. That's the work of our land bank and our community development team. There's been a lot of steady work over the past decade. We've made a decent amount of state law changes to help make that process a bit more efficient and quick. And we've recently retooled some of the land bank's program to help get some of those properties back into, or to turn them into, home ownership opportunities for people. So more to come on
that. All right. We're going to take a break and continue our conversation. When we come back, we're going to talk with Billy Cooper, who is a home inspector with Jones and Cooper Home Inspections, and our other guest as well, Laura Gabraska, who you just heard from the Office of Housing and Community Development, Paula Barmore, president of the Greater Louisville Association of Realtors, and Todd Mercier, mortgage loan broker, owner-operator of Evo Mortgage. Much more ahead on In Conversation on 89.3 WFPL and Kentucky Public Radio. Welcome back to In Conversation on 89.3 WFPL and Kentucky Public Radio. I'm Rick Howlett in Louisville. Today, we're wrapping up our series on home with a discussion about home ownership and the process of buying and or selling a home. And we have four guests with us today: Todd Mercier, mortgage loan broker and owner and operator of Evo Mortgage here in Louisville; Laura Gabraska, director of the Louisville Metro Government Office of Housing and Community Development; Paula Barmore is with us, president of the Greater Louisville Association of Realtors; and Billy Cooper is here. He is co-owner of Jones and Cooper Home Inspections. And we want you to call us with your questions and experiences. The lines are open, 502-814-TALK, 502-814-8255. If you don't want to call, you can send us a tweet. WFPL News is our handle. Billy, I know you have to leave us in a short while, so let me talk to you for a bit. As an inspector, you play an important role in the process of buying and selling homes. But tell us a little bit about what you do when you're called upon to inspect a house. What do you look for?
Sure. So, you know, in my expertise over the years, you know, the process has really changed from when I started 20 years ago to where we are today. You know, so by the time that we get the phone call from, you know, the buyers, typically they've already been with Paula and Todd, and they've already been through this long process just to get to me. So they've already made that decision on the house. And, you know, it's my job to go in there you know, and make them comfortable in their home purchase, as well as, you know, teach them about the process of how their mechanicals work. And then obviously look for any deficient items, things that just are not working properly for them. You know, we do these big elaborate reports that are scary and, you know, can be very, very intimidating through the process. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, my goal for my client is going to be to inform them as much as I can about their purchase, you know, along the way.
So inspections are required under the law, right, as part of this process?
No, they
actually are not required. They, you know, they are encouraged, obviously, but that is just a personal responsibility, you know, of the client that if they want that or not.
Oh, really? I've never been through this process, believe it or not. You know, I'm 61 years old, but I'm my wife bought our house before we married, so this is all new to me as well.
Sure.
So, but it's generally required by the parties involved, I guess, by the lender and whatnot, the inspection.
Yes. Yeah. Paul and I will both probably cringe on the required terminology, but you know, it's highly encouraged from, you know, all angles, because at the end of the day, I am the main and only independent party in this process. So, and what we mean by that is I have no benefit in the closing of the home. So I am only typically reporting to the buyer, and I am solely working just for the buyer. So, you know, I have no interest in it minus just doing my job. So that's why my process can be very, very important, because, you know, I'm just there to tell the buyer what's going on with the home, how things work, and teach them along the way.
Can I jump in? One of the most important things of, like, with Billy of inspection of the education piece, especially with a first time home buyer, when they walk through with Billy or with an inspector and learn about their home, as Billy was saying, it is a key piece. And that was something that a lot of people were choosing not to have it with multiple offers, is to take the inspection piece out of it, whereas they may not know about their home mechanics at all now, which is a little different than we ever did before.
I see.
Yes.
And Billy, if I'm selling,
could I make a comment real quick?
Go right ahead.
So from the lending standpoint, and Rick, you had brought this up that you had indicated something was required for, you know, the home purchase, some type of inspection. The home inspection is separate, and it is an elective process, and it is 1,000% encouraged to do. If you are getting financing for the home, however, there is very often it's required an appraisal inspection, and that will mirror some of the components of the initial home inspection. But the appraisal is actually more so assessing market value, that the buyer is paying a fair and market price for the home. And that assessment is very often required for the financing component of a home.
And I will jump in too, that if a buyer is applying for down payment assistance from the city, we require an independent inspection, like the kind that Billy provides. And we also have inspectors that do an inspection on our end as well.
Bill, if you find something really troubling during an inspection, what happens after that? I guess you have to get together with the realtor and the lender and all that, but that could put a halt, I guess, to a deal, couldn't it?
Sure. You know, and you know what, you know, Paula was alluding to earlier, just about how some of the contracts that people were waiving inspections for a while, you know, it all depends on how that contract is written originally to see where that we go from there. So if we have, for example, say a major roof situation, say major hail damage, or we have a major foundation or structural issue that needs to be addressed, you know, right away, then it really a lot comes down to going back, working with the real estate agent, and making a decision on how does the contract read, what are they going to do from there, on how that they proceed. And there's a lot of different ways they can go, depending on how the contract is written. The scary thing in the past couple of years during the pandemic was a lot of contracts were written to get people into houses because there was nothing on the market and they were desperate, that they were either waiving inspections or waiving right to be released from a house. And so some people were stuck with the bad news and, you know, stuck with the problem at that point.
You're listening to In Conversation on WFPL and Kentucky Public Radio. We're talking about the process of buying and selling a home and home ownership and all that goes with it. You just heard Billy Cooper, is co-owner of Jones & Cooper Home Inspections. Also with us, Paula Barmore, president of the Greater Louisville Association of Realtors. Laura Gabrowski is with us with the Louisville Metro Government Office of Housing and Community Development. And Todd Mercier is with us, mortgage loan broker and owner and operator of Evo Mortgage. We welcome your calls. 502-814-TALK is our number, 502-814-8255. You can send us a tweet as well at WFPL News. And let's take a call here. Kathy is on line one. Hello, Kathy. Welcome to In Conversation.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My question is about the mortgage lending and the realtor industry. In 2019, 72% of white households in the $60,000 to $75,000 annual income range owned, compared to 48% of black households and 36% of Hispanic households. Also, of the 36% of black households that do own, 50% of them lived in just 22 of 198 census tracts. What is the realtor and mortgage lending industry to remove the barriers that create this racism and segregation, including with now that we will have neighborhood-based schools? What special training for realtors is going to happen to avoid steering based on race? Thank you.
Thanks, Kathy. Paula, I'll let you answer. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your call and for absolutely through the years historically, redlining and steering was a part of Louisville that I'm mortified that the real estate industry had so much to do with. And we are very much trying to educate agents and our affiliates to make sure that that never happens again. We have a very strong DEI council, again, with education, and then also with trying to just get people to look in different neighborhoods. That's also part of the challenge. If you think that you're not going to be welcome in a neighborhood, we can't force anybody. We don't want to force anybody ever. But if you're looking for a $200,000 house, and for example, we're not looking at the racial makeup of neighborhoods. We're just, with so little on the market, it's right now, it's where is that house? But we very much want all people to be homeowners that if it's the right thing economically for them. But mainly we're just trying to help educate our agents and continue to help people to know that they should look in many different neighborhoods that maybe they don't even know exist.
Todd, I'll let you respond. Are there DEI programs in place in your industry?
Well, just as a general comment here regarding the industry, you know, I came into the mortgage industry literally in the midst of the mortgage crisis, in 2006 through 2008. And there have been substantial regulatory changes and guideline changes within the mortgage industry that has put in, I think, natural triggers and barriers to, steering people in one direction or another, even from the financing component and whatnot. And I'm so proud to be in this industry and be able to, provide transparent financing options for borrowers from all economic backgrounds to give them hopefully the buying power to buy where they want and to live in the home that they choose to live in.
502-814-TALK is our number. If you have a question or comment for our panel talking about home ownership, buying and selling homes and obtaining a mortgage, 502-814-8255. You can send us a tweet as well, WFPL News. Billy Cooper, are you still with us?
I am. I'm still here.
Oh, great. Whenever you need to bail out, you can, but I think we have a call here about inspection, so we're going to get
sure.
to... Let's go to Frank in Central Kentucky. Hello, Frank. Welcome to In Conversation.
Thank you. Thank you very much for this program. I just wanted to say a word about inspections as it relates to historic preservation. for example, recently had it. We were working trying to save a 200-year-old house and went through three different home inspections, and they could tell us the deviation from normal but could not tell us the relevance. And so eventually had to find a seasoned structural engineer who could say, this is what's wrong and here's what's that structure was saved. So anyway.
Frank, you're kind of fading in and out on us. Go ahead.
Relevant.
Well, Frank, I'm sorry. You're fading in and out. Honestly, I'll take as much of your question as I can and pose that to Billy. How do you handle historic properties? Are the rules the same as they are for newer properties?
Sure. So, I kind of understand. I think where he was kind of going with it. But, you know, on historical properties, you're grading it on a different scale. You have to understand that a lot of times the way they built it back then, they just don't build them that way today. That doesn't always mean that it's a negative, or it doesn't always mean that it has to be fixed. It's more about understanding why they built it that way, how they built it that way, and then understanding the technical side of it, which is where I think he was going when you get with an engineer, as far as where our loads are transferred into the foundation. And a lot of times on these older houses, they would have used an old stone foundation, and they would even use actual whole tree stumps to hold houses up back in, 200 years ago, like he was saying. So those old structures, just because it's not done like it is today, or it's not a new engineered product, does not necessarily mean that anything needs to be done or that it's a bad situation. I've inspected Zachary Taylor's boyhood home, which is here in the heart of Louisville. And, I think it's in the early 17, late 16. And going in and trying to grade that against a new construction in Norton Commons is not going to fly. So, you have to make decisions and recommendations based on that age and understanding.
Frank, thanks so much for your call. Let's go to Louisville, where Shelton is waiting. Hello, Shelton. Welcome to In Conversation.
Hey, thank you. Thanks. So my question has to do with the local metro city initiatives that are designed to create equity and access ownership. However, they're not investing in the staffing and the customer service that would make it an equitable access point. When we try to utilize these services, we get bogged down in the applications, when you try to reach out directly to staff to get more information, it's extremely limiting. So what are you all going to do on the city level to really create a fluid pipeline so that people can actually access these innovative programs that you're designing?
Laura Grabowski, I'll let you respond.
Sure, that's a great question. We do have a lot of innovative and interesting programs that we are trying to launch, and we are experiencing the same issues that nationwide everyone is experiencing with staff turnover and needing positions filled. So first thing is, if you are interested in a position, please feel free to go to louisvilleky.gov. We have a list of vacant positions under Develop Louisville. We'd love to see applications. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, share that on social media. We've also recently launched an Office of Client Services that is designed to try to increase and improve our customer service. This is through Develop Louisville, so that includes our Office of Housing and Community Development. And so if you've had any issues accessing our services, or if you've had service through down payment assistance, home repair, and had some issues, you can give them a call, 574-6867. And we do work pretty regularly with the staff internally to increase and improve the efficiencies. So for instance, down payment assistance and home repair applications used to be a paper application. They are now submitted online. They can be obviously for home repair if there are people who are lacking computers, which we know is an issue. We still have paper applications, but that in and of itself has helped increase efficiencies. So we do take feedback and we attempt to improve, and we really want to get rid of the red, as much red tape as possible, while still understanding that we are tasked with being good stewards of taxpayer dollars. And so we need to make sure that we are doing things in a manner that is being a good steward of taxpayer dollars. I will also mention on the home repair program side that we, in addition to needing staffing, we desperately need home repair contractors. So if you are a contractor, general contractor, plumber, electrician, you're licensed, and you're interested in working with home repair clients that are, the grants are funded through the city, please give us a call, 574-5850, and we will route you through the paperwork for that.
Thank you so much, Laura. We're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we'll answer more of your questions about buying a home and home ownership here on In Conversation. You just heard Laura Grabowski, who is director of the Louisville Metro Government Office of Housing and Community Development. Also with us, Todd Mercier, mortgage loan broker and owner and operator of Evo Mortgage. Paula Barmore is with us, president of the Greater Louisville Association of Realtors. And we may or may not have Billy Cooper with us for the rest of the program, but we can perhaps answer your inspection questions. He is co-owner of Jones & Cooper Home Inspections. He has to bail out at some point during the program. Thanks so much, Billy, for joining us. We'll be back to take more of your questions and talk more with our guest after this break. This is In Conversation on 89.3 WFPL and Kentucky Public Radio. Welcome back to In Conversation on 89.3 WFPL and Kentucky Public Radio. I'm Rick Howlett in Louisville. Today, we're talking about home ownership, the process of buying and or selling a home. And our guests today are Todd Mercier, who is a mortgage loan broker and owner and operator of Evo Mortgage. Also, Laura Grabowski, director of the Louisville Metro Government Office of Housing and Community Development. Paula Barmore is with us, president of the Greater Louisville Association of Realtors. And Billy, are you still with us, Billy Cooper?
He had to go back to work.
He had to leave. Thanks so much again, Billy, for joining us. He is with Jones & Cooper Home Inspections, but we could also field your home inspection questions with our other guests as well. You call us with your questions and experiences, 502-814-TALK, 502-814-8255. You can tweet us, WFPL News is our handle. Todd, let me talk to you about credit. Say you went through a rough patch, but your financial picture is improving, but your credit rating is still not great. Now, when someone comes to you for a mortgage, is your credit score still heavily weighted, or do lenders look at it more holistically?
The credit score is certainly a big factor in the initial analysis. This brings up a good something I was thinking about earlier this morning when I was just preparing a little bit for our conversation today. And I think there's so many people that maybe go talk to their bank or a lender at some point, and maybe they're exactly in that situation. Just said they've had payment on something, or they've got a bad credit history in the past, and it's unfortunate that it just takes so little to damage your credit and so long to build it back up. Yeah. And that can be kind of a stressful situation for people. They're embarrassed about it. And I hate to think that there's so many borrowers I've talked to in the past eventually, and they've told me that they'd gone into a bank, talked to a mortgage professional or a lender, and they just said, hey, we cannot get you a home loan at this time because of your credit history. And it bothers me, they probably walk away and maybe possibly never revisit that option or opportunity to explore home ownership. And so I love talking to clients, and it's part of my conversation when I meet new people and tell them what I do. You know, they say, oh, my credit's just not, you know, where it should be, or I've had, you know, my scores aren't where they need to be. And that's okay. The key is to talk to a professional such as myself. And there's tons of great loan officers and banking institutions out there, but talk to somebody and not just take no, but find out what they can do to improve their credit and actually make a roadmap for themselves. And I've helped hundreds and hundreds of people do that exact same thing over my career. And there's nothing that makes me prouder than to see somebody I've worked with for a year or two, sometimes longer, to get their credit profile where they need to qualify and get them into a new home. That is a big reason why I love what I do.
And what about a down payment? Is that always required? Can lenders help with a down payment? Say you have everything else, your house is in order, but you just, you know, you have student loan payments and you have other things to worry about. You just can't come up with that big chunk of money. How does that work?
Yes, there's a lot of options. Fortunately, even in our community, and speaking to Laura Gabowski with her, the program, the Down Payment Assistance Program through Louisville Metro Government is great. And I actually just completed an application for a borrower yesterday who's applying for that. And so I'm so glad that our community has that particular program. And I think I hope more people utilize it. In addition to that, we are fortunate, at least in Kentucky, and it does happen in other states as well, to have the Kentucky Housing Corporation. They offer down payment assistance loans, which are also, you know, sometimes they're forgivable, sometimes they're not, but they do have a down payment assistance loan, which helps bridge that gap where, you know, someone can afford their monthly payment. They've been making a rental payment, you know, for the past 5 years, and they can certainly afford it, and they have a track record of making that payment, but they just don't have that those additional assets to meet that down payment requirement. So yes, there's options here, and definitely encourage, you know, someone who's considering buying a home but concerned about that to talk to a mortgage professional and explore those options, see if they qualify.
Let's get back to the phones. Sherry is in Fisherville. Sherry, welcome to In Conversation.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. So my question is about realtor fees. I don't understand why the system was set up as percentage-based instead of a flat rate, because it seems to add a lot to the price of a house.
Paula Barmore, I'll let you field that one.
First of all, rates are not set. That is, everything is negotiable and such, but It definitely is something that we get brought, that gets brought up a lot now. Years of experience. We also have insurance, E&O insurance. If something goes south, we have professional insurance as well. But with the realtor fees, it's definitely changed. The market has changed a bit. Every company is different. Every person is different as far as what is charged. And generally speaking, that cost is with the seller and not on the buyer side. So like our services, when a buyer comes and we send them to Todd to get pre-approved, and they go and maybe get some down payment assistance from the city of Louisville and go to a closing, our fees are paid by the seller.
Paula, what advice do you have for those who may be flirting with the idea of buying or selling on their own and bypassing the realtor? It seems unless you really know the ins and outs and the details, the nuances of the business, it would be you'd be better served having a professional.
Absolutely. We using a licensed realtor, I'm obviously doing this a long time. It's the best thing you can do for yourselves. However, you know, and there are a lot of pitfalls. Like for example, like Billy Cooper was saying, if you don't know what you're doing, like I'm not going to go and help you. I'm not a loan officer. I'm going to send you to Todd, who is a experienced loan officer, because he knows all the pitfalls and can get the best, negotiate the best deals. There's also negotiations that you may or may not know about closing, for example, a title insurance or title company. If you don't know what that is, you could perhaps get into a situation that long-term could cost you so much more than what the fees are. And we are there to handhold. Kathy and I, we've been doing this for a long time, but we are with you through all the bumps and all the wrinkles. And then after the sale, if something's a problem, we do have liability insurance and errors and omissions insurance.
May I say something?
Sure.
So from the lending standpoint, I've been doing this 15 years, and I will tell you, I have done financing for borrowers who are doing, you know, buying a for sale by owner. There is extreme value to making sure you're working with a real estate professional. They most often earn every dime that they're paid because they work tirelessly with their clients to make sure that they are looking at homes that fit their parameters, what they want to buy. And they are so skilled at navigating exactly what she was saying, those bumps through the road. And it's very important not only to have the realtor, a professional realtor involved, a professional inspector, and a lender, but that they're working as a team, as a collaborative team, and they're communicating with each other. And that is really key, I think, in changing the home buying experience for being stressful and nightmarish for some people to actually being a positive experience. And so having those professionals, to me, just seeing the experience that the home buyer has, it's very different if they're not using a professional realtor and a team of people that kind of can get them from start to finish.
You're listening to In Conversation on WFPL and Kentucky Public Radio, and we are talking about home ownership, buying and selling a home, with our guest, Todd Mercier, you just heard there, with Evo Mortgage. Laura Grabowski is with us from the Louisville Metro Office of Housing and Community Development, and Paula Barmore is here. She's president of the Greater Louisville Association of Realtors. 502-814-TALK is our number, 502-814-8255. Kevin has been waiting patiently here in Louisville. Kevin, welcome to In Conversation.
Thank you.
What's on your mind?
So my question is for specifically around first-time home buyers. With the rising cost of interest rates as well as the increase in appraisal values, I think that Little Metro has a great down payment assistance program, but I am finding that their down payment assistance is not enough, particularly for first-time home buyers with interest rates being as high as they are. So I guess my question would be, I guess, to both Todd and to Laura, as it pertains to down payment assistance and or mortgage products. Is there any thought of temporarily increasing the down payment assistance that Louisville Metro is offering for first-time home buyers? And I guess to Todd, is there any thought about creating a special mortgage product for first-time home buyers where interest rates may be lower than the current 6.7%.
Kevin, thanks for your call. Good question. Laura, I'll let you go first.
Absolutely. It's a very good observation, Kevin. We've certainly seen that, especially recently with the uptick in interest rates. I know when the price points went up, we did have to take a look at our down payment assistance program and really think, you know, is the maximum home price that was set, was that adequate to get our low and moderate income home buyers into a home? And it really wasn't. So we had to make some adjustments there. And right now we're taking a look at exactly what Kevin brought up, the amount of down payment assistance that we're willing to contribute. Historically, it's been a maximum of around 20% of the purchase price. We do look, you know, I know we've talked a lot on this show about lending and those criteria. We also look at the buyer's income and their debts, because we don't want to help them get into a situation that they are not going to be able to afford later. So we're taking a look at the ratios first based on the purchase price they're looking at, and also the rest of the debts that they had. So we have noticed that, you know, our average down payment assistance has gone up over the past few years. I think it's now sitting at around $29,000 per property, and we are taking a look at that, because we know that we don't want to cut low and moderate income home buyers out of the market. We need more of low and moderate income people to be able to purchase houses, not less. We're seeing mortgage denials higher in the Black communities than in with white buyers. And, you know, we just need to be able to address that. The, you know, the median incomes in our Western neighborhoods are half of what the Louisville median income is, and that's just not acceptable. So we have been taking a look at it. We don't have any formal announcement plans at this point, but we've been taking a look at the data, and we will adjust as needed. Thank you.
Thank you. Todd, anything you want to add to that?
You know, on the lending side, there fortunately are several loan programs that, you know, have very low entry, you know, access points in terms of the down payment, you know, as low as 3% to 3.5% down. So that's nice. But when you're really looking at the qualification of a borrower, you have these other components that are being factored in, of course, income, the current debt load. And speaking to what Laura was saying, there are caps on how high a lender is going to be comfortable, because they want to make sure that you're not getting into a home that's going to be greater than what your budget can manage. We're not in the, you know, we're not in trying to get people into homes that they cannot afford and maintain over the life of their, you know, the mortgage. So there are some parameters that are somewhat fixed in terms of the barometers, how high we can go with that. So I'm glad that we have low down payment options, but there does need to be some further consideration or ideas put into how do we still get people into home that is suitable for what they need, what their actual needs are, because very often there's a disconnect between, you know, of course we can get you qualified for this amount, but if that's not getting into the home that's going to, you know, house their family or give them, you know, the amenities that they need in a home, that creates a challenge.
All right, Kevin, thanks again for your call. Let's go to Charles here in Louisville. Charles, welcome to In Conversation.
Hey, good to talk to you. I have a house for sale on Village Drive. It's off Waterstown Road in the Highlands, of course. And I've just been out of this house for a little over a month now. I've moved to this Trade Nooks for older folk. And if anybody can help me there on, I have a realtor. She's sold houses to all three of my, no, just two of my kids, I guess. But I'm satisfied with my realtor. I need all the good advice from people like Laura Grabowski. I think I knew Laura's mother, but that's another story. Anyway, if you folks can give me any advice or on how to sell a house, I would be very appreciative.
So you have obtained a realtor?
Yeah, well, yes, we've had the same realtor. My kids are up in their early 60s now, and over the years they've bought, you know, they were buying, and they're pretty well settled down. One's a doctor and the other is a lawyer. So,
okay. Well, Paula, just generally speaking, we have a property we want to sell. I guess the first step is looking for a good realtor to help you with that process, right?
Right. Well, we're thrilled that you've got it listed, sir. And I'm glad that you're at Trayton Oaks. That's a wonderful, wonderful place. I have many friends that are down there. Hopefully your agent is a full-time agent and a licensed realtor and is marketing the property, and that it's hopefully it sparkles. You know, one of the things that when we have people put their homes on the market, and Kathy and I, our process is that we walk through the house and ask, you know, offer our suggestions of things, be it staging, new paint, that first impression. You don't, you know, make that great first impression, but I'm sure in the area that you are, I'm sure you have a great professional, and a lot of times things come down to pricing, but things are not moving near as fast right now as they were in the spring. The frenzy is not there that was there earlier this year and last year. So I'll definitely look it up and see if we have any buyers that would work for your home.
All right. Charles, thank you. Good luck. And I hope you enjoy your time at Trayton Oak Towers here in Louisville. It's a terrific place, as Paula mentioned. Let me ask you, Paula, for home buyers, and I run into this when I'm buying a car. How many homes do you suggest that a prospective home buyer look at before making a decision? Because you could really drive yourself crazy, I think.
That's a great question. What kind of what we say now is if you want to sleep on it, you may not sleep in it. So with the market the way it is right now, it is not the same as finding it. It's a lovely idea that 10, 20 years ago, you saw 10, 15, 20 houses and got to make a choice and had some time to think about it and get everybody's opinions. With such low inventory, we do not have that kind of time, unfortunately. But the things, what we tell people with your wish list and what, and after you've met with your loan officer of what you can afford reasonably and to make sure that that's reasonable of what you're looking at, how does it feel? Maybe your dream was 3 bedrooms and 2 baths, but with the market being the way it is, maybe you can live with 2 bedrooms and 1 bath and being what's really most important to you. And usually when you walk in, you'll be able to figure it out. And again, with partnering with the right loans and down payment assistance or whatever it is that you need, then you're going to know if it's the right home for you
all
and
right.
your family.
I want to thank you all for joining us. Great information today. Paula Barmore with the Greater Louisville Association of Realtors, Laura Grabowski with the Office of Housing and Community Development here in Louisville, Todd Mercier with Evo Mortgage, and Billy Cooper of Jones & Cooper Home Inspections. Thank you all so much for joining us today. And thanks to our In Conversation production team, Michelle Tyreen Johnson, Laura Ellis, Brad Yost, and Russell Wells. Bill Burton anchors our local newscast. I'm Rick Howlett. Thanks for listening.